This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. In today's program, we stand alongside Pontius Pilate and ask Jesus, "What is truth?" Stay with us for the second part of our series, Just What I Needed, as we learn what is truth and what we should do with it.
Jesus Christ entered our world that first Christmas not to just give us what we wanted, but to give us just what we needed. That's our theme this month as we look forward to celebrating another Christmas. Jesus has brought just what I needed. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we come to you this day grateful for all that you have given us so freely, food and clothing and home and family and daily work and everything we need from day to day. But most importantly of all, you have given us a Savior. Thank you for Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us. In his name we pray, amen. Our reading for today is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 18, beginning at verse 33. This is when Jesus is standing trial before Pontius Pilate. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "So what is truth?" Here ends our reading. Dear friends, life can be confusing. As human beings, we can get so easily confused at times. Stuart Briscoe, who's a wonderful preacher and writer, tells a story in his book, Everyday Discipleship for Ordinary People, about one of his young colleagues on his staff. He writes, "One of my young staff people was officiating at the funeral of a war veteran. The dead man's military friends wished to have a part in the service at the funeral home, so they requested the pastor to lead them down to the casket, stand with them for a solemn moment of remembrance, and then lead them out through the side door. This he proceeded to do, but unfortunately the effect was somewhat marred when he picked the wrong door. The result was that they marched with military precision into a broom closet in full view of the mourners, and they had to beat a hasty retreat covered with confusion." What a sight that must have been. Well, sometimes confusion can lead to some rather painful consequences as well, can't they? The story of Matt Emmons. He had a gold medal in sight at the Olympics. He was one shot away from claiming victory in the 2004 Olympic 50-meter three-position rifle event. He didn't even need a bullseye to win. His final shot merely needed to be on target. Normally, the shot he made would have received a score of 8.1, more than enough for a gold medal. But in what was described as an extremely rare mistake in elite competition, Emmons fired at the wrong target. Standing in lane 2, he fired at the target in lane 3. His score for a good shot at the wrong target, a 0. So instead of a medal, Emmons ended up in 8th place. Sometimes confusion can have some rather painful consequences. You and I know it's so important to have the truth to work with in all areas of our life. Otherwise, we get easily confused. The basic characteristic of truth is that it conforms with reality. It's reliable. Truth about anything can be relied upon. You can plan your future. You can make sound decisions and live your life with truth because it's dependable. You can count on it because it matches reality. It is especially important to work with truth when it comes to our spiritual lives. John Stott, that great evangelical author and preacher, once wrote, "The devil disturbs the church as much by error as by evil. When he cannot entice Christian people into sin, he deceives them with false doctrine." Well, today in the passage which I read for you in John, we find Jesus telling us that truth was the purpose for which he came. He came to witness to the truth, he said. It's Good Friday. He's about to be crucified. He's standing trial before Pontius Pilate, representing the Roman government. As Jesus says these words to him, "For this I was born, for this I came into the world, Pilate, to bear witness to the truth." What's he talking about when he says truth? Well, first of all, Jesus came to give us the truth about God. You see, people can get easily confused about God and come up with all kinds of odd cockamamie ideas about the Creator and then live crazy lives that reflect that thinking. Eugene Peterson, who has written several books, writes, "Nothing counts more in the way we live than what we believe about God. A failure to get it right in our minds about God becomes a failure to get it right in our lives." You know, people have a tendency to develop their own theologies or their God thinking based more upon their feelings and personal preferences than upon the one who came to witness to the truth that we find in Scripture. For instance, I remember a conversation I had with someone who informed me that in her mind, my concept of God just does not fit with hers, that I was wrong. She told me that her God would never allow anyone to go to hell because her God loves everyone. He'd never do that. I told her that my God loves everyone as well. But the God that she was describing to me only exists in her mind because it's not based upon the truth that Jesus shared with us about God. Jesus came to shine some light on this whole matter of God, some truth. As he tells people, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one." I'm revealing the truth about God. As one reads the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can get to know him, the truth about God, by observing Jesus, the Son of God. And let me tell you, that can be liberating for us. No more guessing about how God feels about me. As Jesus tells us, "God so loved the world." You can put your own name in place of world. that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You are loved by this God who made you. He loves you. You were created for a personal relationship with him. In Luke's gospel, we find Jesus telling some parables, some stories, to give us some pictures of God. He talks about a shepherd searching for a valuable lost sheep, or a woman turning her house upside down looking for a precious coin, and a father running down the road to his prodigal son to welcome him home. This God loves you and wants a relationship with you. Jesus shows us that this God is a God of grace, who is ready to forgive the sinner. Yes, God is holy and just. He is to be feared and taken seriously. God hates our sin, but he loves sinners like me. And he gave his son as a ransom on a cross to pay for your sins and mine. And he calls all of us to turn to Christ for rescue from sin's consequences, death. He wants no one to be lost. He wants all to have eternal life. So he says, trust my son, Jesus. Jesus also tells us in regard to God that we can live out these days of ours with confidence and hope, because this God has the last word over this old world. Terrorists and bombs and economic issues and environmental problems, yes, they exist, but God has the last word. He's in control. Jesus talked of a judgment day that's coming, that history is moving towards an end, that history is his story, God's story. He's got the whole world in his hands, as that song says. He's a big, big God beyond our little finite imaginations. And so we can rest peacefully in that God truth, that he holds the world in a palm of his hand. Jesus also came to tell us the truth about ourselves, didn't he? He tells his disciples that while the world may tell you that you're rather insignificant, that's not the case in your heavenly Father's eyes. You and I are more valuable than anything else in all creation. His eyes on the sparrow, he says, and you are of so much more value than any sparrow. He knows the hairs in your head, Jesus says. He knows you. But Jesus also tells us a painful truth about ourselves, that we are all in need of a Savior. We're sinful. We're rebellious. We're self-centered. There are some in the world who will tell you, you see, that man is basically good. But nothing could be further from the truth, Jesus says. Now, he said, in the human heart, the inner person inside of all of us, there is some really ugly stuff that can sometimes lash out and hurt those around us and displease God. And this stuff inside of us needs cleansing and forgiveness. Jesus also points out that we may think that we're captain of our own fate, that we could run our own lives. But in fact, we are actually slaves to sin. Sin has a hold on us. We are captives headed down a dead-end street towards death. We might even think we can save ourselves and earn our way into God's good graces and his heaven. I mean, the world teaches us we get what we deserve, but Jesus says that's not true. Jesus corrects us with these words, "Truly, truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin, but the Son will set you free." Jesus also said, "I came to give my life as a ransom, a payment for sin, to get you off the hook." And he said, "I am the way, the truth, the life, and no one can come to the Father but by me." Well, finally, Jesus came to give a witness to the truth about what makes life for us, what life is about. He has the wisdom that challenges some of the confusing message that the world offers. For instance, in regard to possessions, the world teaches us that life is all about getting all you can, that he or she who gets the most toys wins the game. And Jesus says, wait a minute. What does it profit a person to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Those who seek to save their lives are going to lose it. Those who lose their lives for my sake and the gospel's will save it. We're told a story about a rich fool who stored up all he could for himself and was not rich towards God. And God's verdict at the end of his life was, you fool. That's not what life is about, Jesus says. Of course, at Christmas time, we remember the Charles Dickens story, Christmas Carol, about old Ebenezer Scrooge, who needed an awakening about riches, don't we? Life is more than what we can collect and keep for ourselves. Or how about this one? The world says, you take care of number one. You're the only one that can do that. It's every person for himself or herself. And Jesus says, we glorify God by offering ourselves as servants. That life is about offering our kind actions and words to others so that they may see our good works that we do and give glory to our Father in heaven. In this selfie world of self-glorification, Jesus points us in a new direction. He says, the truth is, real life is found in service to others, in giving yourself away in my name. That's where joy and life is best found. Giving yourself away. That's the truth, Jesus says. Dear friends, the truth of Jesus is just what you and I need for the living of our lives under God. God affirmed that on Easter, didn't he? As he raised Jesus from the dead, as if to say to us, this is my beloved son, listen to him, trust him, because he's telling you the truth that you need for your lives. So, may I ask you today, what are you doing with this truth that Jesus has given? Stop and think about this. The truth was staring Pontius Pilate in the face, actually appealing to him to pay earnest attention to Jesus if he really wanted truth in his life. But Pilate didn't seem to be interested. He just wanted to get through this situation, and so he dismissed Jesus and turned away from his truth, as many others did that day, and many others have done since. How foolish, how sad. To dismiss Christ, the Son of God, who died and rose again, is foolish. Take it from one who tried that. I'm talking about myself. I tried living without Christ and his truth at one stage in my life. And I discovered it just doesn't work. Life is nothing but empty promises and disappointments without the truth that Christ wanted me to have, to work with in my life, and to build my life upon. I, thanks be to God, was eventually awakened to that truth. And I can testify from the bottom of my heart, from personal experience, Jesus knows what life is all about and what makes it work. So my appeal to you this day is that you would trust this one who tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And that you would build your life upon his words of truth. Life can be confusing, it's true. But listen to his truth and work with it. You'll be glad you did. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, life can be so confusing. Thank you for not leaving us on our own to figure things out. We are grateful for your truth that sets us free and rescues us from stumbling around in darkness and confusion. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to hear, listen, and trust Christ's voice of wisdom and authority above all other voices. In the name of Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life, we ask this. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has helped you to trust Jesus, who tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, and that you will build your life upon his words of truth. Christian Crusaders has a rich history of broadcasting the gospel message over the airwaves every Sunday since 1936. This has only been possible through the blessings of the Holy Spirit and the financial and prayerful support of our listening family. As the year comes to a close, we remind you each gift to Christian Crusaders is tax deductible. We are grateful for your prayers as well as your financial support. Today's service is also available to be read or heard on the internet. Our website also has many other spiritual helps, including a daily devotion, Bible study helps, and a preview of the coming program. Visit our website online at christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders. On air and online now in its 80th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.